Keith, every Thursday morning, we check in at Ivy Tech, and our good friend joining us as always is the Chancellor Jenny Vaughn. Jenny, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
Well,
How are you?
Well, we're great. Thanks for joining us, as you always do here on Thursday mornings. Keith says you have a busy day today. Why is he dressed up in a tuxedo? What the heck's going on here?
He's emceeing for yet another event that we are hosting on our campus, the Go Red for Women event, a luncheon, and he graciously accepted to be the MC, and I am a co-chair for that event, along with Elizabeth Thompson from IU Health, and we're excited to have a large crowd join us this afternoon. So that's what we're doing.
And that's a great cause of raising awareness and doing all that. And good job, Keith.
Well, there's neat things when your chancellor is a really important person.
You get to do really important things. That's exactly right.
Jenny, speaking about important things.
I'll make sure to wear red.
Well, I got the only red tie that I had I could find.
Very presidential looking tie on. I was wondering what the big occasion was. It's just morning radio. I'm in my sweats. I didn't know what the hell was going on. So I'm good. Everything's okay. I'm glad you guys have a big event going on there. And again, a great cause that's happening.
Jenny, one of the things that we need to talk about, because there was a story in yesterday's HT. It was a nice story about the future of Ivy Tech and such. But the headline said, there's going to be downsizing. And that was kind of a shocking part of the story. What is happening, and what's this about downsizing?
Okay, so the headline yesterday was Ivy Tech to double student credentials and then decrease workforce. And so I'll back up just a little bit. So our president was in attendance on Tuesday evening with our regional board of trustees to share our new strategic plan. She's going around the state talking to all of the regional boards about the strategic plan to go over all of the goals and all of those things. And I mentioned many of them. You know, it's student success. It's, you saw it in the paper. It's recruitment and retention. It's getting our students to complete degrees and then get them good jobs when they leave, or get them to transfer. And we have other goals as well. So as she was going through that, she talked about how, you know, it's right-sizing Ivy Tech. And our campus is in really great shape. And we don't own lots of buildings. And we don't have, overhead, lots of people working in a variety of areas. We're actually very lean at our campus. In the discussion, President Alsterman was talking, you know, about the statewide campuses and the entire college. And we have areas where we might need to be leaner. That doesn't mean that that's going to happen today or tomorrow. We're looking at processes. So an example that you saw in the paper that she shared with the trustees was our payroll process. Our payroll process is incredibly antiquated. I think we have like 5 or 6 different payroll cycles. We have paper. I still have to complete a paper timesheet and submit it if I miss a day of work. So we are getting into the 21st century. We are actually moving that process in April to an online process, one payroll process for the entire college. And so that's how we're getting leaner. And the money that we might save from that will be used for things like a full-time faculty or our advisors. And on my campus, I have a 0.5 FTE person working on payroll. I don't have 10 people working on payroll. Some campuses have 5 or 6 or 7. And so let's say in Indianapolis, they have 25,000 students, many more employees than we have in Bloomington. And so we need to look at the college and how many people does it take to process payroll. So that's what's going on. I don't see a lot of change in the near future for our campus. May we be doing some things a little bit different in the future? Yeah, absolutely. But we're lean and we can deploy people to other positions should they want them down the road. And we'll go from there.
So when people see Ivy Tech in the headlines, they really need to find the devil in the details, because they're not all interchangeable parts. You're under the same umbrella statewide, but like you mentioned, Ivy Tech Indianapolis maybe has some different challenges than Ivy Tech Bloomington, and that's why we have you on here on Thursdays, to make sure people people don't get lost in headlines, and or just get, if you get instant news in 10 seconds, you might not get all the facts.
Well, I think one of the things
and I appreciate that.
One of the things, Chancellor Vaughn, that people don't either know about or forget is Ivy Tech is one of the only systems in the country that has one central administration and all of the campuses out around the state. You go to Illinois, and boy, every city's got its community college, and there's no central administration or anything. So that's part of what's going on here.
All right. So if you see in the paper something that Dr. Sue Osterman is in our town and talking about Ivy Tech, she's talking about Ivy Tech on a statewide level.
Right.
You know, if you see things in about Ivy Tech and maybe my picture's in there or one of the deans for the schools, our degree programs, then we're talking about Bloomington. And we try to make that clear. And I think Michael did an amazing job. The article's fantastic because it's talking about all the really, really great things that we're doing. We have embarked on the strategic plan. We haven't really followed a strategic plan on a statewide basis for a while. And Dr. Elsterman is leading that way for us, and I'm very excited about it, and so is our team on the Bloomington campus.
Well, thanks for explaining that, because it was a little off-putting to see we're expanding here and there and everywhere, and we're downsizing at the same time. So thank you for that.
Well, you're downsizing the workforce because you're providing people to take those places in the workforce. So if you want to have fun with words, we can do that. That's Jenny Vaughn is our guest this morning. She is the chancellor at Ivy Tech. Keith, and she pops in every Thursday with
us. And
she's
got some good news for us because, once again, we've got people on the staff of Ivy Tech here that are in the news for good things.
Yeah, thank you so much. I love sharing stories about our employees and our students, but today is about some employees. Our academic advising group has two of our advisors and a director of retention have won some advising awards. These are statewide nominated awards, and there's, I think, five or six different awards, so like new advisor award, the veteran advisor, the friend of advising, and then the faculty advisor. So I miscounted, there's four of those awards. And this year, we won two of them. In the last 3 years since they've had these awards available and presented to employees, we won every year. And so, I mean, statewide advising, I mean, I have like 10 advisors on our campus. So you multiply that across the state. And our two employees were nominated by students and by other faculty and staff. This year, we had a total of over 600 nominations across the state. That's incredible. And I'm so proud to share that Neil Frederick has won our Veteran Advisor Award. Neil's been with the college since 1988. When I started in 1997, he trained me on advising and admissions and all of those things. And Neil won the Veteran Advisor Award, and so incredibly well-deserved. If anybody knows Neil, he's just got the heart of gold and will do pretty much anything to help a student get to the, you know, complete their goals. And he's made a major impact on all of our students. And our second award winner, it's the Friend of Advising Award, and that's our Director of Retention, Christy Levert. And Christy has been with us since, let's see, I think 2013. She actually worked for the Center for Lifelong Learning, and then she came over to as Director of Retention in 2014. She's done an amazing job. As you know, she's a friend of the advisors, meaning she pitches in, she helps students beyond the advising arena. So if an advisor needs to get Christy to help that student find resources that they might need, that's when Christy jumps in, and super well-deserved. So congratulations to Neil Frederick and to Christy Levert. I couldn't be more proud of our team.
Jenny, before we let you go, we got to talk something seriously for just a second. The shootings yesterday in Florida, what kind of aid do you have for possibly a troubled student, or even what's Ivy Tech doing to protect its students in the buildings and such?
All right. Well, you know, we are an open access campus, and don't really like to have to say this on the radio, but, you know, our doors are open. Every single door is open on our campus. So we have an incredible security team that takes good care of that building. We do trainings, as you've heard. We have active shooting trainings on our campus where faculty and staff and students can participate in that. And it's well done, but we prepare every day. But, you know, things like that what happened yesterday in Florida, it's hard to, you know, find ways to protect every single area. But one area that we do have for our students, and we've been working with the IU Center for Human Growth for about 10 years. It's a great partnership where the practicum students and are just doctoral students in their practicum for educational psychology and practical counseling give free hours to our students when they are in need of any kind of counseling. And so they are there all day long. They're there until the evening. It's an amazing partnership. We have literally, those doctoral students have literally saved some lives of our students. When I was the Vice Chancellor of Student Affairs working in that arena, I've seen many students use those services. Maybe they need to go to the hospital. Maybe they just need somebody to talk to. We've seen lives change, and it's an amazing program, and that's one major area that we have had on our campus for several years.
All right, Chancellor, thank you very much for your time, as always. Enjoy your weekend, and we will get caught up with you next Thursday.
All right. You guys take care.